Alcatraz may not be the first place that comes to mind for bird watching, but the authors of the birding blog Magenroard aren't your typical birders. KALW's Molly Samuel spoke to the bloggers and bird enthusiasts at Alcatraz and brought back signs of life from the long-abandoned island.
Alcatraz Island is famous mainly for one thing. It's prison.
Welcome to the Rock.
But it's also a good place to lay eggs.
Sir, the eagles have breached the tunnel system.
Okay, the movie The Rock isn't completely accurate. There aren't eagles here. But there are gulls, cormorants, ravens, and even peregrine falcons.
There's a lot of nesting that goes on in this one area where you have black-crowned night herons in one thicket, you have snowy egrets in another thicket, and you have western gulls in much of the brush under that.
Marie Cerda works in customer service for the Golden Gate Parks Conservancy, a nonprofit that operates on Alcatraz. We're standing with our backs to the prison, looking down at hundreds of birds.
I always call this like fern gully, because that's what it reminds me of. It just looks so lush down there. Except for the pile of rubble that is a demolished building.
We're with Cerda's co-worker, Logan Bartling, and his girlfriend, Danielle Ricci, watching birds build nests, eat, and fight. It's nesting season, which makes for a busy scene. Bartling points out some of the drama.
There's a night heron battling a skull over there.
Oh, epic battles.
Bartling and Cerda have both worked here for about 2 years up in the cell house. They hand out audio tours to visitors and answer their questions. They both like the job, but Bartling points out that it's hard to get out of the shadow of Alcatraz's past.
You know, people want to get their picture taken in Al Capone's cell, and that's great. Like, that's a really interesting part of history.
But after the millionth time pointing out that cell, it gets old. What Bartling's really excited about is the island's ever-changing ecology.
Out here, it's different every year. It's new every year. There's always something else to discover or figure out or study.
With the help of Ricci, they launched their Alcatraz bird blog called Magenroard. Another friend helped them think of the name. It combines their names, Marie and Logan, with the words rock and bird.
It sounds sort of, you know, Old Norse kind of metal, and then we were just like, that's great, all right, we're going to have this brutal metal bird vlog.
The metal tone fits the location, and it works for describing the rough lives of the birds on the island. Magenroard's a pretty good read, even if you're not a metalhead or a birder.
This is a blog post that we recently added to our website, and it's called Update on Our Brave Young Falcon and Raven News. Our resident falcon needs a name, and we've come up with the following possibilities. One, Greg.
Bartling and Cerda are close observers of the lives, loves, and occasionally grisly deaths of the birds on Alcatraz. They were the first to notice that peregrine falcons had moved here. But the blog is not just a checklist of birds.
One Alcatraz regular speaking to us in a thick Irish accent convinced us that it would be dramatic and rad to have a peregrine falcon named Judas marauding around a lonely and decommissioned island prison at over 200 miles per hour, chewing the heads off invasive European starlings left and right. We found it hard to argue. Three, Tursel.
We walk around to the other side of the island, toward a huge tree near the path up to the cell house.
This tree on the right, though, that's where the ravens live.
Since ravens aren't native to Alcatraz, the Park Service tries to keep them from breeding. They oil their eggs, which prevents them from hatching.
Last year, they did oil the eggs, but the ravens apparently laid a second clutch. And unexpectedly, there were juvenile ravens. And they're actually pretty cool. They have a beak that's so large, it looks way too large for their head. And they just kind of hop around because they don't quite know how to fly yet.
During nesting season, the rocky island is covered in lush vegetation and in birds. Entire sections, usually open to the public, are closed. They're taken over by western gulls, black-crowned night herons, pigeon guillemots, and geese. There's a cacophony of squeaks, squawks, honks, and rattles as the birds fight for food, for space, and for water. Bartling and Cerda aren't the only ones on the island who are interested in birds. There are biologists who monitor them, especially during nesting season, and there are some docents who lead bird tours. And there was a certain famous prisoner.
So are you the birdman of Alcatraz now?
No. Although anybody who becomes interested in birds on Alcatraz, inevitably people like point to that person and they're like, birdman of Alcatraz, that's you.
Yeah.
The real birdman of Alcatraz was Robert Stroud. He didn't have birds on Alcatraz. He raised them and wrote about them while he was at Leavenworth Prison, before he was transferred here in 1942. The nickname Birdman of Alcatraz came from the title of a book and a subsequent movie about him. It was a marketing ploy.
But look. Logan, turn around.
As Serta and Bartling head up to the cell house to go to work, we check on the raven's tree one more time and see something new.
Oh my God.
There's a young raven in the tree. The adult ravens have successfully hatched an egg, again foiling the rangers' attempts to keep them from raising young.
That's awesome.
From Alcatraz, I'm Molly Samuel for Cross Currents.